Welcome to Enabled, the weekly program about people just like you who are dealing with issues of vision loss. The program is designed to encourage you through news you can use, inspirational stories, and interviews. I'm Nancy Zimmer, your host for Enabled. Thank you for joining me. As you know, I have done some research to determine the five major eye diseases. I found out number one was cataracts, number two, diabetes-related eye problems, number three, refractive errors, number four, macular degeneration, and number five, glaucoma. Well, I've already covered number one and number two, so we are on to number three this week, refractive errors and the many ways you can correct them. First, an overview we have of refractive errors. Information came from the NEI, the National Eye Institute, nei.nih.gov for their good website. This information was developed by the National Eye Institute to help patients and their families search for general information about refractive errors. An eye care professional who has examined the patient's eyes and is familiar with his or her medical history is the best person to answer specific questions. Before we start, I think I'll run through the diagram of the eye that accompanies this article. I'm sure it's a review for most of you people, but on the very front of the eye, you have the cornea. Behind the cornea, you have a combination of the pupil in the middle, that's the black thing that gets bigger and smaller, and all around the pupil, you have the iris, which is the colored portion of your eye. And then behind this layer of the eye, you have the lens, which is the one they always talk about in regard to cataracts. The lens, that's the end of the front of the eye. Now we come to the middle of the eye, and you have what's called the vitreous gel. The whole center of this spherical cavity is filled with vitreous gel. And at the back of the eye, you have the macula. I'm sorry, you have the whole retina first. The retina lines the entire back of the eyeball. And then the very center part of the retina, the sweet spot, so to speak, is called the macula. And the center part of that is called the fovea. And then we go the optic nerve is in the back of the eye, and that leads out of the eye and goes to the brain. So there's a quick review of what the eye looks like. The question, what are refractive errors? Refractive errors occur when the shape of the eye prevents light from focusing directly onto the retina. The length of the eyeball, longer or shorter, changes in the shape of the cornea, or aging of the lens can all cause refractive errors. So now go back to your high school physics. Remember this? What is refraction? Refraction is the bending of light as it passes through one object to another. Vision occurs when light rays are bent or refracted as they pass through the cornea and through the lens. The light is then focused on the retina. The retina converts the light rays into messages that are sent through the optic nerve to the brain. The brain, here's where the miracle happens, the brain interprets these messages into the images we see. Frequently asked questions about refractive errors. First one, what are the different types of refractive errors? The most common types are myopia, hyperopia, presbyopia, and astigmatism. You'll be hearing lots more of these in just a few minutes. First of all, myopia is called nearsightedness. It's a condition where objects up close appear clear, while objects far away appear blurry. In myopia, light comes to focus in front of the retina instead of on the retina. The next one, hyperopia, or farsightedness, is a common type of refractive error where distant objects may be seen more clearly than those objects that are near. However, people experience hyperopia differently. Some people may not notice any problems with their vision, especially when they're young. For people with significant hyperopia, vision can be blurry for objects at any distance, near or far. Next is presbyopia. This is an age-related condition in which the ability to focus up close, becomes more difficult. As the eye ages, the lens can no longer change shape readily enough to allow the eye to focus close objects clearly. And the fourth type of refractive error would be astigmatism. This is a condition in which the eye does not focus light evenly onto the retina, which is the light-sensitive tissue at the back of the eye. This can cause images to appear blurry or maybe even stretched out. The next question from the National Eye Institute is, who is at risk for refractive errors? They jump right into the big one. Presbyopia affects most adults, over the age of 35. Other refractive errors can affect both children and adults. Individuals that have parents with certain refractive errors may be more likely to get one or more of their own refractive errors. The next question, what are the signs and symptoms of refractive errors? Well, blurred vision is the most common symptom of refractive errors, but other symptoms might include double vision, haziness, glare or halos around bright lights, squinting, headaches, or eye strain. How are refractive errors diagnosed? An eye care professional can diagnose refractive errors during a comprehensive dilated eye exam. People with a refractive error often visit their eye care professional with complaints of visual discomfort or blurred vision. However, some people don't really know that they are seeing as clearly as they could, that they aren't seeing as clearly as they could. Next question, how are refractive errors treated? Refractive errors can be corrected with eyeglasses, contact lenses, or surgery. Eyeglasses are the simplest and safest way to correct refractive errors. Your eye care professional can prescribe appropriate lenses to correct your refractive error and give you optimal vision. Contact lenses work by becoming the first refractive surface for those light rays when they're entering the eye, causing a more precise refraction or focus. In many cases, contact lenses provide clearer vision, a wider field of vision, and greater comfort. They are a safe and effective option if they're fitted and used properly. It is very important to wash your hands and clean your lenses as instructed in order to reduce the risk of infection. And I will have an article for you in more detail again very soon. If you have certain eye conditions, you may not be able to wear contact lenses. You have to discuss this with your eye care professional. And the third method of solving these problems, refractive surgery. This kind of surgery aims to change the shape of the cornea permanently. This change in eye shape restores the focusing power of the eye by allowing the light rays to focus precisely on the retina for improved vision. There are many types of refractive surgeries. Your eye care professional can help you decide if surgery is an option for you, and I will have more details as well. But right now, we will go into the types of refractive errors in more detail. The big four refractive errors: myopia, hyperopia, presbyopia, and astigmatism. This information came from the University of Michigan Kellogg Eye Center. They start with a warning. Overuse of the eyes does not cause or worsen refractive errors. Overuse of the eyes does not cause or worsen refractive errors. The causes of the main types of refractive errors are described below. Myopia, where close objects are clear and the distant objects are blurry. Myopia is also known as nearsightedness. It's usually inherited and often discovered in childhood. Myopia often progresses throughout the teenage years when the body is growing rapidly. Hyperopia, this is where close objects are more blurry than distant objects. This is also known as farsightedness. Hyperopia can also be inherited. Children often have hyperopia, which may lessen in adulthood. In mild hyperopia, distance vision is clear, while near vision is blurry. In more advanced hyperopia, vision can be blurred at all distances. Next, we come to the aging of the lens in the eye. This is called presbyopia. After the age of 40, this source says, the lens of the eye becomes more rigid and does not flex as easily. As a result, the eye loses its focusing ability, and it becomes more difficult to read at close range. This normal aging process of the lens can also be combined with myopia, hyperopia, or astigmatism. Which brings us to astigmatism. Astigmatism usually occurs when the front surface of the eye, the cornea, has an asymmetric curvature. Normally, the cornea is smooth and equally curved in all directions, and light entering the cornea is focused equally on all planes and in all directions. In astigmatism, however, the front surface of the cornea is curved more in one direction than in another. This abnormality may result in vision that's much like looking into a distorted wavy mirror. Usually, astigmatism causes blurred vision at all distances. Next, we have some more details about the treatment of refractive errors, namely with eyeglasses, contacts, or surgery. The latest developments of the research will be included as we go along in this section. First of all, eyeglasses, with information from the American Academy of Ophthalmology. Eyeglasses for vision correction. Wearing eyeglasses is an easy way to correct refractive errors. Improving your vision with eyeglasses offers the opportunity to select from different types of lens options, frame designs, and even lens coatings for various purposes. Types of eyeglasses. There are two different types of eyeglass lens design: single vision, an all-purpose lens designed to correct distance vision, and also multifocal vision. These are lenses. These are designed to correct both distance vision and near vision. The upper portion is focused for distance vision, while the bottom portion is used for up-close activities such as reading. There can be the center one, too, for like computer use. These are called multifocal lenses. There's also multifocal lenses that can correct presbyopia, which is the eye's natural diminished ability to focus on near objects that come with age. We just mentioned bifocals, and they have a correction for reading on the bottom half of the lens and another correction for seeing at a distance on the top half of the lens. Some specialized lenses may also have segments at the top for those who need to look upwards at objects that are in the intermediate or the near range. These are referred to as double D bifocals. Then we have trifocals. These are lenses with three different lens corrections: distance, intermediate vision, and near vision, all in one set of eyeglasses. This is the one that I mentioned where you use the middle one for the computer use. And then we have progressive lenses. These function generally the same way as bifocals or trifocals. However, they have a smooth transition between distance and near focal areas instead of any visible dividing lines. While the invisible transition of progressive lenses may be more aesthetically pleasing, the focal areas are relatively small because more lens space is used for the transitional areas. Progressive lenses can cause more distortion than other types of lenses, making them more difficult to wear for approximately 10% of the population. If you don't need correction for seeing at a distance, you can get reading glasses. These are sometimes called just plain readers. These are purchased over the counter at drugstores, bookstores, and many other retail shops. These are used to correct presbyopia for seeing at a distance. You can also You can also get prescription for reading glasses from your eye care provider. No exercise or medication can reverse presbyopia. Delaying the use of reading glasses is of no benefit. You will probably need to change your eyeglass prescription from time to time between the ages of 40 and 60 because your eye's natural lens will continue to lose its flexibility and therefore lose its focusing ability. Next, we have the types of eyeglass lens materials. Eyeglass lenses used to be made only of glass, but today, most lenses are plastic. Plastic lenses are lighter, more flexible, and safer because they are less likely to shatter. They also have inherent UV light blocking ability. For people who wear eyeglasses during sports or other activities that can result in eye injuries, eye doctors often recommend polycarbonate lenses. This is a safety lens material that is highly impact resistant. Trivex, T-R-I-V-E-X. Trivex is a newer plastic material that meets the same safety standards as polycarbonate, but it is less distorting. Another type of lens is a thin, light plastic lens called a high-index lens. These are recommended for people who need high visual correction. Because they have a thin profile, they eliminate that Coke bottle appearance that often comes with thick lens glasses. Then we move on to the types of eyeglass lens protective coatings that are available. Protective coatings for eyeglasses are available to help you keep your eyes healthy. Anti-reflective coatings help to diminish reflections off the surface of your glasses, thereby allowing others to make eye contact with you more effectively, and this also improves your appearance. Coated lenses allow more light to pass through them, improving contrast sensitivity and visual acuity. Because of reduced glare and reflections, eye strain may be reduced. Some of these coatings can be especially helpful for people who are bothered by glare from headlights and other lights while driving at night. These were anti-reflective coatings. Another type of coating helps to protect your eyes from the harmful radiation of ultraviolet light, UV light. This type of coating may not be needed on some types of plastic lenses because they inherently block UV light. Another option for vision correction with UV protection is prescription sunglasses. Also, for people who prefer one set of eyeglasses for both inside and outdoors, they have things called photochromatic lenses. These would be a good option. Photochromatic lenses have a tint that varies based on the light exposure, with a darker tint when they're worn in sunlight, and they turn lighter when you wear them indoors. A disadvantage of photochromatic lenses is that they do not work well in cars or airplanes because the windows block the light rays that trigger the change in the lens tint. Also, it may take several minutes for the lens tint to change back from dark to light when you go indoors. Contact lenses, the second way of treating refractive errors. Information for this section came from the website www.sharecare.com. And this article asks the question, are your contact lenses swimming in bacteria? It was written by Susan McMillan. Contact lenses are so popular, even grade school children with fuzzy vision are skipping the specs and choosing contacts. The trend makes it easy to forget that contacts can expose users to some serious vision risks, especially for folks who don't read the fine print on how to care for lenses safely. And now a British study is adding another worry to the list. Research from the University of Liverpool shows that bacteria known to cause serious eye infections can survive in contact lens solution much longer than previously thought. The study, presented at the Society for General Microbiology meeting in Liverpool, England, focused on a type of bacteria that cause keratitis, the most common infection related to contact use. The condition causes inflammation and irritation of the eye's cornea, which can lead to vision loss and blindness if not treated correctly. Most manufacturers use one strain of these germs when testing how effective their contact lens disinfectant solutions are, but that might not be enough. For the study, the Liverpool team tested how well standard lens solution killed 9 different strains of bacteria. They found that a 10-minute bath in the solution was enough to kill most of the germs, including the strain commonly used for testing. But one particular strain, which happens to cause the most severe cases of keratitis, survived in the lens solution for more than 4 hours. The researchers say the findings suggest that manufacturers do more testing to make sure their contact solutions are strong enough to kill all strains of bacteria that cause microbial keratitis. Next section is titled Clean Lenses Equal Clear Vision. But if you wear contact lenses, what can you do to protect yourself in the meantime? Be extra diligent about your lens care. The American Academy of Ophthalmology recommends these tips for safely storing, handling, and cleaning your lenses. Always wash your hands before handling your lenses. Don't use tap water to rinse your lenses. Another no-no, using saliva to re-wet a dry contact lens. To clean your lenses, Rub them with your fingers and then rinse them with solution before soaking them. Follow this rub and rinse step, even if your solution is a no-rub type. Keep your lens case clean and replace it at least every 3 months. Do not reuse old solution and don't let the tip of the solution bottle touch any surface. Keep an eye out for these symptoms, and remember, some contact lens-related eye infections can cause serious vision loss or even blindness. If you wear contact lenses and have any of these symptoms of infection, see your eye doctor right away. And that would include blurry vision, unusual redness of the eye, pain in the eye, tearing or discharge from the eye, increased light sensitivity, or a sensation that something is in your eye. And one more tip, daily disposable lenses can be a healthy, convenient option for kids or adults who have trouble keeping up the consistent daily routines necessary to safely clean and care for contact lenses. Check with your eye care professional to find out if daily disposables are right for you. Next, we come to refractive surgery as the third treatment for refractive errors. This information came from a website called www.webmd.com, a guide to refractive and laser eye surgery. Now, here's a warning for you from me. This gets a little complicated. And overall, at this point, the best plan is to talk with your eye doctor about these options. Vision correction surgery, also called refractive and laser eye surgery, refers to any surgical procedure used to fix vision problems. Recent years have seen huge advances in this field. Refractive and laser eye surgery allow many patients to see better than at any other time in their lives. Most types of vision correction surgery reshape your cornea, the clear front part of your eye. That lets the light travel through it and focus properly on the back part of your eye, or the retina. Other procedures replace your eye's natural lens. The types of surgery include LASIK, and this is spelled L-A-S-I-K. This is an abbreviation for laser in situ keratomalusis. This works for people who are nearsighted, farsighted, or have astigmatism. The doctor reshapes the tissue underneath your cornea so it can focus light properly. She also makes a flap in the outer layer of the cornea so she can get to the tissue underneath. The flap is what makes LASIK different from the other procedures. The doctor may also use a type of computer imaging called wave-out or wave-front technology to create a detailed image of your cornea that she can use as a guide. Then there is PRK. This is called photorefractive keratectomy. It is used to correct mild to moderate nearsightedness, farsightedness, or astigmatism. Like LASIK, a surgeon uses a laser to reshape your cornea, but it only affects the cornea's surface, not the tissue underneath. Your doctor may also use computer imaging of the cornea. Next, we come to something that makes it more difficult. Next is LASIK. It's spelled L-A-S-E-K. The other one was I-K. This one, L-A-S-E-K, LASIK, stands for laser epithelial keratomalusis. It's a lot like PRK, the one just before this. The doctor creates a flap. She'll use an alcohol solution to loosen the tissue and a laser to reshape your cornea. After that, she'll use a soft contact lens to hold the flap in place while your eye heals. It can treat nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. Next, we come to RLE. These initials stand for refractive lens exchange. Other names include Prelex, P-R-E-L-E-X, or clear lens exchange, or CLE, or clear lens extraction, CLE. And also, we've got refractive lens replacement, which is RLR. All of this is refractive lens exchange, this type of surgery. It's the same as cataract surgery. The doctor makes a small cut at the edge of your cornea. He or she removes your natural lens and replaces it with a silicone or plastic lens. It can correct extreme farsightedness or nearsightedness. It works well for people with thin corneas, dry eyes, or other minor cornea problems. A LASIK or LASIK-related procedure can be combined with RLE to correct astigmatism. Next, we come to epiLASIK, S-E-K. The doctor cuts a small flap in your cornea, uses an alcohol solution to help separate a thin layer of tissue from your cornea. It's reshaped with a laser, protected with a short soft contact lens. EpiLASIK, spelled with an I-K, the doctor separates a thin layer of tissue from your cornea and reshapes it with a laser. The area is protected with a soft contact lens while it heals. We come to PRELEX. This is short for presbyopic lens exchange. This procedure is used for presbyopia, a loss of flexibility in your eye. In this case, the PRELEX, the doctor removes your lens and replaces it with a multifocal lens. And then we have something called INTACS. It's spelled I-N-T-A-C-S. This is also known as intracorneal ring segments, or ICR, intracorneal ring segments. The doctor makes a small incision in your cornea and places two crescent-shaped plastic rings at the outer edge. The rings flatten your cornea and change the way that the light rays focus on your retina. The ICR, which are intracorneal ring segments, this treatment was used to treat nearsightedness, but that has been replaced by laser-based procedures for the most part. Now it's used to fix keratoconus, an irregularly shaped cornea that causes your cornea to thin and results in vision loss. We've also got something called phakic intraocular lens implants. These are for people who are too nearsighted for LASIK and PRK. We've also got something called AK or LRI. It's short for astigmatic keratotomy. This isn't laser eye surgery, but it's a surgical procedure used to correct astigmatism. This procedure can be done alone or in combination with other eye surgeries such as PRK, LASIK, or RK. Which brings us to the last type, RK, or radial keratotomy. This was once a common way to correct nearsightedness, however, with the development of more effective laser eye surgeries such as LASIK and PRK, it's rarely used today. They get some very excellent, good results from these types of surgeries. Most of them are safe, but as with any surgery, there can be side effects, so it's important to consult with your doctor before you agree to these. Well, this is all pretty complicated stuff, so remember, an eye care professional who has examined your eyes and is familiar with your medical history is the best person to answer your questions. Call and make an appointment soon. I will leave you with this to think about. Your eyes show the strength of your soul. This is a quote from Paulo Coelho, a best-selling international award-winning Brazilian author. But I think he might be a bit of a philosopher too. Your eyes show the strength of your soul. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great week. You've been listening to Enabled, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Our technical director is Maureen Rich, and I'm Nancy Zimmer. I hope you'll join me again next week for more updates and information and encouraging stories. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can listen to it at our website, wxxi.org.